Trooper Tim Burchell. He is with the Michigan State Police. Trooper Tim, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
That kind of flows nice, doesn't it? Trooper Tim, I like that. You've got a very serious matter that you're dealing with as the statewide SOR enforcement coordinator to the Michigan State Police is going to conduct a statewide sex offender sweep. Talk about it.
Well, what we do every October, this is our 8th year, is it's Operation Verify. And our agency, along with all our partner local and county agencies, as well as some of our federal partners, we go out and we go to residences of registered sex offenders that have not verified their address in the month of October. So anyone that didn't comply with their registration duties to verify their address with a law enforcement agency is attempted to be contacted and either brought back into compliance, whether they were hospitalized and had a legitimate excuse for not making it in, or they've decided just not to follow the rules, then we'll seek charges through the local prosecutor's office to see if they want to charge them for those violations.
As of September, there were 39,930 offenders on the Michigan Sex Offender Registry. 37,321 offenders were in compliance, so that's pretty good, but the rest of those, you want to find out where they are and what they're doing.
That's correct. Those numbers are good. They're a good percentage. We want to make that a better percentage of compliant offenders in the state. We're constantly striving to improve our compliance rates. Generally, we run about 93-94% statewide. Some of those non-compliance are for almost administrative issues. They're a form that hasn't been signed, a fee that hasn't been paid. But some are serious as what we call an absconder who has left their residence, didn't report a change to law enforcement, and now they're out there kind of in the unknown status, and those are the ones that we take the most seriously to make sure that we get a warrant for the arrest and get them brought back into compliance.
Why do you do this in the fall?
It seems to be the best way for us to get our law enforcement resources. Summers are very busy for law enforcement with, you know, special events that are going on, things like that. We can seem to get our best enforcement effort in the fall. We've tried it in the midwinter before, and you know, the further north you go, there's a lot of snow to deal with, and the officers are dealing with weather-related incidents and things like that. So the fall seems to be just a good time for weather and staffing to get the job done and get it done effectively.
The sweep occurs following the October quarterly verification period. That means that any registered sex offender who wants to spare themselves a visit from a trooper should verify their address with law enforcement as soon as possible.
That's correct, yeah. As long as they do what they're required to do by the statute and they get into law enforcement according to their scheduled reporting dates, they should avoid a contact with law enforcement. But when they choose not to do those things, then they're gonna get a visit.
What happens if they don't comply?
Generally, the agencies will do a warrant request, complaint and warrant through the prosecutor's office. And if the warrant is authorized by the prosecutor's office, obviously they'll be arrested, and they can face imprisonment of up to 2 years for failing to verify their address.
All right, and all registered sex offenders must also report a change of name, address, employment, campus enrollment, so on and so forth.
That's correct. They're under our new Adam Walsh guidelines. They're required to report those changes within 3 business days to a law enforcement agency. So it changed, used to be 10 days in our state, but we're down to 3 now. So they have a lot less time to be out there and not be doing what they're supposed to.
In addition to Operation Verify, the Michigan State Police participates in several local and regional sweeps each year. The department maintains a list of the most wanted sex offenders. Talk about that and where people can go.
We have a website. It's through our public internet site, and it's michigan.gov/absconders, and we profile sex offenders that have been absconders from the registry. They have current warrants issued for their arrest, and basically it's the guys that law enforcement needs the general public's help to try and locate. We've had real good success. In 2010, we had 14 people captured off of that list. So far this year, we've only had 3 located or arrested, so we're really asking the public to take a look at that site. If you recognize somebody, give your local law enforcement agency a call or send in information to the public registry so we can get these guys captured and brought back into compliance.
And finally, Trooper, if we want to know if there are sex offenders in our hometown, there's a place where we can go and find that out.
That's right. It's the Michigan Public Sex Offender Registry. If you go to the michigan.gov/MSP website and go to the Michigan Public Sex Offender Registry, you can query by your address and get a radius search of up to a mile or a 1 mile radius search, or you can enter your city or your general area and find out who's living in your area that is a registered sex offender.
All right, Trooper Tim Burchell with the Michigan State Police statewide enforcement. He is the coordinator for that group. Thanks so much, Trooper.
Thank you, sir.